The following is a mantra yoga lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on April 26th, 2012 at Vilnius Pedagogical University in Vilnius, Lithuania.
So I wanted to give you a little taste of mantra yoga. It's actually pretty sweet. It's not only enlivening music, but it's very special type of music. It is transcendental. What does that mean, transcendental? That means beyond this material existence. You may say, what do you mean beyond this material existence? Well, actually, there's a lot out there that you can't see. Just like the TV station is sending out its TV waves. There's so many things happening in those TV waves, you see. So many movies are there in the TV waves. But you can't see them. But with the help of a TV set, you can see them. So even more subtle than the TV waves is an entire existence. The entire world is more subtle than the TV waves is another world. There is another world, a transcendental world, which is a parallel to this world. And through mantra you can pop into the other world. You may say, well, what's the scientific proof for this? Well, scientific proof is do it. If you go into mantra yoga, you will actually experience it. So that's the proof. If you experience it firsthand, you know it's real. So the fact is, there is another plane of existence, the transcendental plane. And through the science of mantra yoga, chanting sacred hymns, you can be elevated into that transcendental plane of consciousness. This word mantra is a Sanskrit word. It is broken into two syllables. Man means mind, and tra means deliver. So a mantra is a sound vibration which delivers your mind from all the anxieties of material existence. And yoga is a process of reconnecting with the source of all existence. The Supreme, or God. So mantra yoga then is a system of reconnecting with the source of all existence, or God, through transcendental sound vibrations. My spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, introduced this science to the Western world back in 1965. And I became his disciple in 1971. So for the last 41 years, I've been teaching this science of mantra yoga. And now I am regularly circling the globe, along with my wife here,
aplink pasaulį, su
behind the door. The, move the door back. Yeah. This is my wife here. Yeah. So, we're very happy to be here with you today in Vilnius, Lithuania. We've come here today because we want you to be happy. This world is a mixture of happiness and distress. Sometimes we feel really great. Sometimes we feel really bad. That's the nature of this world. It's a world of dualities. Hot and cold. Sickness and health. Poverty and wealth. Happiness and distress. Dualities. So, how happy can you be if you know you're going to have to be unhappy again in the near future?
Taigi, kiek žmogus gali būti laimingas, žinodamas, kad ateityje visi vieną turės būti nelaimingas.
The point is, there's no pure happiness here.
Esmė tame, kad nėra tyros laimės.
Because no matter how happy you may be, then there's so many things coming. Old age is coming, death is coming, so many things.
Nepaisant to, kad ir koks būtumėt laimingas, bet ateityje laukia tiek daug problemų, pavyzdžiui, senatvė, mirtis.
So, through mantra yoga, you connect with a type of happiness which is transcendental to this whole material existence. That means a happiness which is not disturbed by anything in this world. In other words, you actually have an identity beyond your body. Your body is a mere vehicle. It's not you. You're just using it right now to do something, that's all. Just like this afternoon, I got in a van and we came here from Kaunas to Vilnius, you see. Now we may have identified with that van when we're riding in it.
Mes galime galvoti, kad esame šitas automobilis, kol važiuojame.
Especially our driver, he may have identified. This is our driver here, Damodar. He may have identified with the van when he was driving him.
Kol vairuojasi, gali netgi save sutapatinti su automobiliu.
When he looked at the gasoline gauge and it said empty.
Kai pasižiūri į kuro rodiklį, kuri rodo, kad tuščia.
He may have thought, oh no, I'm out of gas.
Gali pagalvoti, man baigėsi kuras.
But actually, he was not out of gas. The van was out of gas. So in the same way, even though this body is just a vehicle, like a van that you drive from Kaunas to Vilnius, we think it's me. I am hungry. I am this, I am that. I'm a little kid. I'm a senior citizen. I'm male. I'm female. But that's not us. It's just the body that we're situated in right now. So the point is, you have an identity beyond your body. And if you can reconnect with that identity beyond your body, which is not subject to any of the miseries of this material world, you're going to feel really good all the time. You wake up every morning with a big smile on your face. Wow, another day to realize the self even more. Just imagine, it didn't matter what was going on in the world around you. But you're always tasting unlimited happiness. This is what mantra yoga will do for you. So you may have noticed, is the mantra anywhere written down for them to read? No? Somebody can put it on the blackboard while I'm speaking. In And so there are many sound vibrations which are mantras. Just like you may have heard Om. That's enough. So, in the Vedas, there are thousands and millions of mantras. This particular mantra that he's writing on the board, if you have a piece of paper, copy it down. If not, at the end of the program, come up with your mobile phone and take a picture of it. Because this mantra, this is the most powerful mantra. This is the one we were singing a few minutes ago. It'd be better if you start over here. Okay, so this mantra is composed of three words. Hare, Krishna, and Rama. Hare is the energy of God. And Krishna is a name for the Supreme Lord. Just like in English we say God, and in Lithuanian you say...
Dievas.
Yeah. So in Sanskrit the word Krishna is used for God. And also the word Rama is used for God. That will come up in a minute. So Hare is the energy of God. So by chanting this prayer or by this mantra on a regular daily basis, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, you actually become reconnected with God. Because God is actually right there in your heart right now. He's there. God is real. God is a person. And mantra is just like you have a password to get into your account on the to get into your email account. So this is a password that gives you access to God. If you will utter this, then you get direct access to God. So we actually have a movement named after this. We are called the Hare Krishna movement. And they call us the Hare Krishna people. Or they just sometimes call us the Hare Krishnas. Or sometimes they just call us the Krishnas. Because we chant this every day. It's very powerful. It elevates one's consciousness beyond all the sufferings of material life. It puts you in a state of bliss. All you have to do, if you ever don't, you feel depressed, you just start chanting Hare Krishna and you'll just feel like a whole other world, you see. So I'm going to, everyone can repeat after me, and I'll teach you to say the mantra. Repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna
Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now we'll do it four words at a time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now I'm going to do eight words at a time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now I'm going to do the whole thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Very good. Now you've just been initiated into chanting Hare Krishna. Not formally initiated.
You've been informally initiated into chanting Hare Krishna.
Informally initiated in chanting Hare Krishna. So if you will chant regularly, every day, you'll have a wonderful life. You'll be amazed at how your life is transformed. Because actually this helps you develop your feelings of love for God.
Nes būtent tai padės jums pažadinti jūsų meilės jausmus Dievui.
And you are meant to love God. That's by your very nature. You're meant to be a lover of God.
Pagal prigimtį žmogus yra pagal prigimtį turi mylėti Dievą.
Just like a fish is meant to be in the water.
Kaip žuvis skirta būti vandenyje.
By his very nature. We are meant to be lovers of God by our very nature. But the society in which we live doesn't reinforce that in us. They teach us to approach God to ask for things that we want for ourselves. In other words, we are taught to be greedy in our approach to God. But if you're greedy, you can't be happy. So this prayer is a prayer to engage in the service of God. This is a pure prayer. It puts you in a state of love, not in greed. So that's why it feels so good to chant Hare Krishna. It feels really, really good. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Jeigu aš vertimą man bus lietuviškai kartuosiu, ar bus tas efektas?
If I translate this mantra to Lithuanian language and chant, it will be the same effect or different?
It's the same and different.
Toks pas ir skirtingas.
In any language you can chant the name of God. And it's...
Bet kokia kalba kartuoti dievardus.
It is, in that sense, it is the same. You can say it in English or in German or in Lithuanian. It will have great power. But this particular, in the Sanskrit language, it is the most potent in the Sanskrit language. This language is spoken in the kingdom of God. But if you like to chant in Lithuanian, my dear energy of the Lord and my dear Lord, please engage me in your service, you can do that. That's very nice. That's very nice. But you'll find that this if you'll experiment saying in Lithuanian and saying in Sanskrit, you'll find that in the long run you'll get more spiritual energy by chanting in Sanskrit. Both are good. But the Sanskrit is better. But if you think, oh, I don't want to chant Sanskrit, that's not my language. I just chant in Lithuanian. Then go ahead, chant in Lithuanian. You'll get great benefit. Next question.
Noriu paklausti, koks jūsų požiūrės į kitų religijų mantrų kartojimą, nes kiekviena religija turi savo mantrą. Krikščionis, islamas, budizmas ir visos tos religijos.
Kiekviena religija turi savo mantrą, koks yra mokytojo požiūrės į kitų religijų mantras.
All different religions have different mantras. What is your opinion about different mantras?
They're all good. Any mantra, any prayer that's for love of God, that's very good.
tokia malda, tyros meilės yra gerai.
Whether it's a Christian prayer, a Muslim prayer, any prayer if it's to develop love for God, it's a very good thing.
Krikščioniška, musulmoniška, ta malda, kuri ugdo tyrą meilę Dievui, nėra gera.
But if you're going to God and say, give me this, give me that, that's greed, you see. That's not love of God. That's love of what you want from God. So those kind of prayers are not so good. I mean, it's better than being an atheist. You know, dear God, please give me my daily bread. That's better than being an atheist. But when I was a kid growing up in my parents' house, I never had to say, Mother and Father, will you feed me today? My parents, who didn't have that much money, they could feed me easily every day. But God has unlimited money. He has no trouble to feed me and give me my daily bread, you see. So I don't need to ask God for daily bread. He's going to give me anyway. So those kind of prayers are not so beneficial. That we should pray to develop pure love. That kind of prayer is beneficial. Just like Christ prays, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. That's a perfect prayer. So any prayer that's to invoke full surrender to the will of God, those kind of prayers are all very good. Any other questions? Yes.
You want translation of this mantra?
Hare means the energy. Literally, Hare is the energy of God. Krishna means the all-attractive one. Rama means the supreme enjoyer. But what we're actually doing is we're begging the Lord and His energy, please engage me in your service. Oh, the energy of the Lord, and oh, the Lord as the supreme enjoyer and the supreme all-attractive one, please engage me in your service.
Dievo energija, o pas patraukliausias viešpatį, o teikiatis visiems džiaugsmo viešpatį, prašau, užimk tarnystę tau.
Question.
Ar klausimas?
Ar kai jau pabandai šitą praktiką ir parodyti nektarą ir visą kitą informaciją, kokią tu gauni, jau net nebebandai, nebeieškai tų atsakymų, ar čia teisinga, ar neteisinga, neieškai pagrindimų, mokslinių ir kitų. Ar čia yra fanatizmas, ar čia yra teisinga?
Kada pabandai tiesiog kartuoti mantrą ir tau labai patinka, ir kada tu aplai viską priimi, bet nebandai gilintis.
Neieškai
kažkokio tai faktų, ar tai nėra fanatizmas.
If someone chants mantra and feel great bliss, and after that he blindly accept everything what is written in Vedas, it is fanatism or it is good?
Actually, blind... One who actually properly meditates on the name of Krishna does not blindly accept anything. Our philosophy is that blind following is condemned. Through chanting Hare Krishna, one develops transcendental intelligence. The ability to very expertly discriminate between what is true and what is untrue. So we don't train people to be blind followers, we train people to be very expert intellectuals. Next question.
Nepaneigdama to, aš tikriausiai pritariu. Ar nėra mūsų gyvenimas mūsų ryšys su Dievu?
Klausimas. Mokės minėjo, kad mantra tai yra mūsų ryšys su Dievu, bet ar nėra pats gyvenimas mūsų ryšys su Dievu?
You mentioned that mantra is our relationship with Krishna, but isn't that all our life is relationship with Krishna?
Actually, we were related with Krishna at every minute. That's the thing. That we're forgetting Krishna. So by chanting, you get reconnected. And Krishna says directly in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, Satatang Kirtayanto Mang Yatantashchir Dridharvata. He says, you should always chant my name. That's Krishna's instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. So if you love somebody, you will do what they ask you, right? If I love you, I want to do what will please you, isn't it? So if you love God, you want to do what pleases God. And God says you should always chant my names. So by doing that which pleases your beloved, then your loving relationship becomes very strong with your beloved. So God is the Supreme Beloved. So chant His names. Make that very nice loving relationship with the Supreme. And then you will taste unlimited happiness. Next question.
Kaip mokytojai žiūri tokį reiškinį, kaip į skirtingų religijų susijungimą?
What is your opinion about different religions joined together?
Different what?
Different religions.
Different religions joining together. Actually, that concept doesn't make any sense. Because there's really no such thing as different religions. To even bring them together. In other words, religion is actually given by God. And religion is one. To become a lover of God. Man has invented all these different religions. God has given one religion, love me. But man, with the political brain, has created all these divisions. Therefore, the idea of joining all the religions is based on a false concept that there is such a thing as different religions. The real fact is there's only one religion already. We don't have to join them. There already is only one religion. And anybody who's developed their love for God, he is practicing that one religion. Doesn't matter if he's a Christian, a Hindu, a Sikh, a Buddhist, a Jain, a Muslim, whatever he may be. If he has developed his love for God, he is a first-class religious man. He will be saintly in his character. He will not cause suffering and pain to others, even to the animals. He'll be very gentle with even the animals. He won't kill and eat the animals. You see, a truly religious person. Next question. Any other questions? All right, back then.
What to do? Then while chanting, some ideas come to my mind. What to do?
So while we're chanting, some idea may come. Well, just put your mind back on the mantra then. Some other thought comes and just bring it back to the mantra. Because you'll have all day to think about this and that after your chanting is done. So leave your mind on the shoe, you know, leave your all these other thoughts on the shoe rack when you're chanting your japa. Let your mind just become fully absorbed in the sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any other question? Yes?
What to do if mind doesn't want to listen to spiritual master teachings?
The mind doesn't want to listen to the spiritual master's teachings. That means the mind thinks that it is the spiritual master. Isn't it? The mind thinks, why should I listen to the spiritual master? I am the spiritual master. So one has to see how miserable one actually is. If my mind is my guru, then what kind of guru is it? It's a bad guru. You need to have a good guru, you see. Your mind is also a guru, but it's a bogus guru. Because your mind will not deliver you from the cycle of birth and death. What you need is a bona fide guru. One who has the Shakti of Krishna. One who can connect you with Krishna. Your mind is blocking you from Krishna. So you have to learn how to tell your mind to shut up. And listen to the words of Srila Gurudev, the spiritual master. Okay?
If someone has guru, but he don't want to listen, he wants to listen to other guru who is near you. What to do?
We can have many gurus. They are called Siksha Guru. But there is one guru which we take as our authority, that is the Diksha Guru. We can hear from many gurus. Anyone who helps us to serve our Diksha Guru, we take him also as Siksha Guru. So you can have many gurus to give you instruction and inspire you. There's no harm. But you have one guru who initiates you. And he is the prime guru. The other gurus, they assist you in serving your initiating spiritual master. They are also guru. But they are subordinate to your initiating spiritual master. If they tell you something that differs from your initiating guru, then you reject that instruction. If they tell you that you can the now in your neophyte stage, you can pick your rasa, for example. Then that is rejected because that is not according to Prabhupada's teachings. So that person who is qualified to initiate you is that person who doesn't introduce something against Prabhupada's teachings. He's qualified to initiate you. Who strictly presents exactly what Prabhupada has taught. Not introducing some idea that you can pick your rasa now. That I want to be a gopi or a gopa or this or that. Prabhupada became furious when he heard people were preaching like this. He became very angry. Only in a liberated state can you realize what your relationship is with Krishna. In the conditioned state, you simply have to do whatever service your spiritual master gives you, that's all. Okay?
Klausimas, kas yra tikras guru? Ar vyras, ar dvasinis mokytojas? Kas yra svarbesnis dvasinis mokytojas? What is, which guru is first guru? Initiating guru or husband?
Oh, which one is the real guru?
Yes.
The husband is for one lifetime only. The spiritual master is for all of eternity. So husband is also very important. For a woman, it's very good to have a husband. We like to see that all the girls have husbands, you see. That husband should help you and assist you to surrender to your spiritual master. In other words, your husband should be Siksha Guru. But he cannot be Diksha Guru. Because there is some bodily connection with your husband. The spiritual master, there is no bodily connection. So there is a difference. Husband is, if he's a proper Krishna conscious husband, he is Siksha Guru. But he cannot take the place of Diksha Guru. Yeah.
Kaip kurie žmonės galvoja, kad dvasinis gyvenimas netikras yra įsigalvojimas kažkas. Kaip iš tiesų iliuzija, kaip iš tiesų žinoti, kad tai yra tikra. Taip?
Tai, kad tu jauti, kad jauti. Būtent tavo jausmai, kad tu
When you practice in spiritual practice, you can feel some spiritual feelings, but how to know that this is real, it's not illusion.
Yes. I'm getting some ecstasy from my spiritual practice. How do I know I'm really getting genuine spiritual awakening or not? If you become detached from material sense enjoyment, then you know your spiritual awakening is happening. Material sense enjoyment means illicit sex life, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. If you become free from these unwanted desires in the heart, then you can know that you're having a genuine spiritual awakening. Any other questions?
Да, klausimų prašau.
Ką naudojat naručiai?
Ką mokytės naudojat kokias priemonės, kad jis taip jaunai atrodo?
Why, what are you doing that you look so young?
Actually, I'm a senior citizen. But I feel like I'm about 22 years old. Because I'm chanting Hare Krishna every day. I'm chanting Hare Krishna. Next question.
Kai žinoti, kad esu pasiruošęs priimti dvasinį mokytoją.
How to know if I am ready to accept spiritual master?
How to know if I'm ready to accept the spiritual master? The Vedic injunction is this. Atato brahma jigyasa. Now you've got a human form. You must utilize it to realize the absolute truth. If you're determined that I must do this now, I must realize the absolute truth. This is the one goal of my life. I must realize the absolute truth. Then you're ready. Because guru means that person who reveals to you the absolute truth. Yes.
If one is ready to surrender, one is wanting to approach the spiritual master. Mm-hmm. So can they approach the spiritual master and guide us, get the guidance how they can do it?
If one is wants to get that knowledge, then Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita exactly what you have to do to get the enlightenment from the spiritual master. Tadvidi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnananas tatvadarshinah. He says, just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. Render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So you have to hear and serve the spiritual master. And then you will get realizations. You will realize God.
Yeah.
Next question.
Aš noriu mokytoją paklausti, gal mums dar įdomu, kaip praktiškai atrodo ta mantra meditacija. Mokytojas minėjo, kad kiekvieną dieną kartuoja mantra.
Can you elaborate how it looks like practically, how to practice this mantra meditation in the morning and what to do, how to do?
Yeah, if you want to take this seriously up, do you have any beads here? No. Not for sale, though. We have, well... We don't have any beads for sale. I mean, available to give them. So,
in the temple.
Yeah, we have our center here in Vilnius. You can write the address on the board. And you can go there and get these meditation beads. You can show them your beads, Vajkishur. We have the meditation beads and it's a string of, there's 108 beads on there for chanting. And one bead is a marker bead on the end. But you chant on that, on those, you chant one time mantra on each bead and you go all the way around the strength. And if you go to our temple, Navratri address in the room. Right here in Vilnius, they can get you some, they get you these chanting beads for you. So we recommend you rise early in the morning and take your bath and then chant on the beads for a few minutes. Try, you know, at least 15 or 20 minutes. Chant around the beads, like 3 or 4 times around the beads, you know.
Very good.
And that you'll feel very uplifted. Even one time around the beads, that's 108 times of the mantra. You'll feel very, very uplifted if you can chant one time around the beads every morning, 108. But before you have the beads, you can just chant without the beads. Before you go home today, make sure to copy this down with your mobile phone or your notepad. Take a picture of this mantra or write it down and then or memorize it before you leave. And chant it every morning for 15 or 20 minutes before you start your day. You'll feel an incredible difference in your life. Any other questions?
If while chanting Hare Krishna mantra, I'm listening Hare Krishna mantra through my MP3 player.
We're so much into high tech nowadays. God already gave you your own internal MP3. You can listen to your MP3 later on. You make your own MP3. Hare Krishna. Listen to your own voice. Because you need to refine the quality of your utterance. Just like a painter, if he's going to make a painting, is he going to look at another painting while he's painting here? No, he's going to look at his own painting. If I say, I'm going to look at this painting here while I do mine, what kind of painting will I do? I need to look at my painting while I paint it. So you need to focus on what it sounds like while you're chanting. So you can perfect your chanting. This chanting is a great art. It requires great focus and attention. So you're putting your attention somewhere else, your chanting's going to go nowhere. After you finish your chanting, you can listen to MP3 Hare Krishna all day long, no problem. But while you're chanting, it's your attention on your own voice, hearing your own voice, how you're uttering to Krishna. Yeah. Any other questions?
Yeah.
There is some people who cannot hear anything and cannot speak. So how they can realize God?
By remembering God. Just Helen Keller couldn't hear, she couldn't see, but she could feel, she could put her hand on your throat and feel the vibration and know what you were saying. She's a famous woman. She couldn't hear and she couldn't see. But she learned by just putting, she could put her hand on your throat and then she could figure out what you were saying by the vibration. So even if they can't physically hear, they can feel the vibration of Hare Krishna and become purified. Yes.
Regarding her question, I was just wondering, so if somebody has a physical deficiency, that's another matter, but those who doesn't have it, then they need to vibrate their senses, tongue, ear from the ears, move their fingers.
Yeah, that was not her question. What if somebody can't hear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what somebody can have the physical deficiency, maybe some impediment, but those who have what they should do.
Yeah, that's another matter. Yeah. Those who do have the hearing ability should chant. Of course, that's what we're saying. Yeah. And those who don't, Krishna says, Ananyashintyantamang yejana priyapasate te shamnachibayuktanang yogachemam vahamyaham. For those who were constantly devoted and worship me with love. Now he says, for those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they like. So if someone is deaf and dumb, but they have love of God, then Krishna will cover for their deaf and dumbness and give them an ability to awaken their love of Him. Krishna is not cruel. He wants everyone dear to Him. So if somebody is deaf and dumb, they can read books. If they're blind, they can read Braille. You see? So everybody can be given Krishna consciousness. If they want it, they can get it. Anybody. Questions more? Yeah.
Net nesvartindamas duonos kąsnį, kodėl jis taip pat nesvartindamas negali duoti meilės jam taip lengvai ir jos grąžinti?
Jeigu Dievas visą gali, jis mums lengvai gali duoti duonas, bet jis taip pat lengvai negali duoti mums meilės jam iš karto. If God is so powerful and he can give bread to us so easily, so why he can give love for him so easily?
He is. That's why he comes as Lord Chaitanya. To easily bestow love of God upon you. All you have to do is chant and dance. And you will be, your heart will erupt with love of God. People pay money to go to a nightclub to sing and dance, you see. It's great entertainment to go to a nightclub. But why waste your money? You can come and sing and dance Hare Krishna. And you attain love of God. God is giving this. Now take it. Questions? More? Yes.
Mes gyvename materialiai visuomenėje ir mums yra vis dar materialus poreikis. Ir jeigu visi taps vienuoliais, dvasiniais mokytojais, tai kaip tada progresuos visuomenė? We are living in spiritual, in the material world, and we need material things. If everyone will become monks and spiritual masters, so how our community will develop?
If everybody became a monk or a spiritual master, how would our community develop?
visi taps vienuoliais, dvasiniais mokytojais, kaip gyvens mūsų visuomenė.
First of all, they're not all going to do that.
Visų pirma, tai taip nebus.
And even if they did, Krishna would arrange everything perfectly. But our Krishna conscious devotees, they are in all kinds of occupations. We have not only monks and spiritual masters. We have lawyers, doctors, politicians, airline pilots, in every occupation. Here we have a college professor. Balzaz, raise your hand, Balzaz. Raise your hand. You're a college professor, huh? Not you, Balzaz. That's your name too? No, we have a college professor. We have a fireman. Raise your hand, Radharaman. Raise your hand, Radharaman. Raise your hand. This is a fireman. He's a firefighter. You see? So we have every occupation here. Here we have Lima, she's a school teacher.
You see?
We have so many occupations here. Here we have a program director at a leading radio station in
Latvia.
This is the program director for European hit radio. You see? We have every occupation. Here we have a college student here. He's studying. What are you studying in college? See? We have all kinds of people here. We have farmers, we have firemen, we have teachers, and we have everything, you see. So not that everybody is a monk or a spiritual master. We have all occupations. We don't say you have to give up your career and become a monk. You do your career for Krishna. What is your career path?
Teacher of history.
Huh?
Teacher of history.
Oh, very good. We also have history teachers. We teach Vedic history. So that's very nice. You be a history teacher. That's very good. You pursue that pathway, but chant Hare Krishna every day before you go to school. And you'll have a very happy life as a history teacher. Krishna conscious history teacher. We never say you give up your career and become a monk. We never say. Only a small percentage of Hare Krishna people are monks and spiritual masters. Very small. The vast majority of our members, they are, you know, working in the regular jobs in the society. Or running businesses, you see. Any other questions? Yeah.
Ar vyksta tas pats, jeigu siela nusižudo? Kas vyksta, kai žmogus nusižudo?
What's happening for the soul if he make kill himself, murder?
Suicide.
Suicide.
If one commits suicide, it's very bad. You become ghost. Because you kill your gross body. Your next life, you do not get a gross body. You have to live as a ghost in a very, very horrible, hellish existence. So, don't kill yourself. If you're miserable, just chant Hare Krishna. And you feel so good, you won't feel like killing yourself anymore. This is our advice to everybody who wants to commit suicide. Just chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And you'll feel really, really good. You'll have a big smile on your face. And your heart will be smiling too, like, wow. Okay, so we'll stop here. And anybody who'd like to get a hardbound book, I'll give you a written blessing in your book. Actually, bye.